Gage appeared in front of me, blocking my view and only pissing me off more. Not that he appeared to give a single fuck.
"What's wrong with Finn?"
I glanced over, just then noticing how Finn had left the bar. He stood in the corner, watching Annabeth and looking guilty. But I couldn't care at that moment. Didn't have it in me to worry about my little brother along with the girl who'd rip my heart out with a spoon and a showman's smile. No clue. Rex bumped into my legs, tongue out and tail wagging. "Don't you know dogs shouldn't be in restaurants?" Gage took the seat beside me, leaning down to pat the mutt's head.
"If you think the health inspector is our biggest worry tonight, you're not paying attention."
And I wasn't. Not to the possibility of the soul suckers coming to town, at least. My focus stayed on Annabeth, too drawn to her not to look. I'd always said the woman was impossible to miss, impossible to ignore, and she proved it to every fucker in that room. I wanted to hate her for it, for beaming and laughing and being social while I seethed. But I couldn't hate her. Not when my heart beat faster every time she even glanced my way, my cock hardening with every flip of her hair. And that just soured my mood even more. Everything was going about as well as could be expected until the door opened, the pealing of the bell bringing everyone's attention to it. A big, burly man came strolling in with another guy right behind him, both wearing soul suckers vests. They blocked the door, looking intimidating as fuck in their jeans and heavy boots. Intimidating to all the people sitting at the tables, at least. Me? I was ready for them. Let them try to start shit. I was pissed enough to rip them apart with my bare hands. And that bullshit, block the door to scare everyone in the place move, wasn't about to fool me. I wasn't some fucking rookie, and neither were any of the men on my crew. The two soul suckers had just made a huge mistake by walking into Katie's place.
"At least you've got your boots on tonight."
Gage stood and slipped through the crowd to block the kitchen door, with Rex beside him. He'd pulled Shy's protection detail for the night, which meant she had to be back there. Good. The last thing we needed was for these fuckers to see her. I had no doubt that's why they'd shown up. Shy's stepbrother was one of their enforcers, and he had some fucked up notion that the girl owed a debt to the club. Payment for her meant rape or a beating, and there was no way Alder would allow that. Hell, there was no way any of us would. These fuckers weren't getting nearer. And yeah, I was real fucking thankful I had my boots on. As the two meatheads stood and did their best to look scary, I scanned the room, checking on everyone else, looking for weak spots. Katie stood on the far side of the bar, a surprised and nervous expression on her face, but Deacon had his hand on her arm, holding her in place. There were enough men at the tables to keep the rest of the women safe as well. The town always had been a bit of a sausage fest, and that would work in our favor tonight. The only glaring crack in our armor was Annabeth herself, who stood directly in front of our new friends. I hated that she was closer to them than to me, right in the path of whatever danger was about to come our way. She didn't seem to notice, though, or she was used to dealing with a darker sort of crowd. The woman stood unafraid, gorgeous, and looking like a goddamn cherry on a sundae for those fuckers, one they definitely took notice of. The smaller of the two even licked his lips as he stared at her. I was going to have to kill someone in a minute.